From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraqi troops begin new operation in Fallujah. Iraqi military leaders say their security forces began an operation Monday to retake the city of Fallujah from Islamic State extremists. James Jeffrey is a former U.S. ambassador to Iraq and now with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
Fallujah's a tough nut to crack. There's still somewhere between 30 and 50,000 residents of the city in there. They've been traditionally more pro-Al-Qaeda than anybody else in Iraq. Secondly, the very presence of civilians, and there are already complaints about the UN and about, you know, Médecins Sans Frontières, I believe, and others about the dangers of using mass firepower. So those are going to be problems. The question is whether they will fight to the bitter end in Fallujah as they did in Ramadi.
As the fighting and airstrikes around the city have intensified, the plight of civilians trapped inside has worsened. UNHCR says it's receiving reports of horrific civilian suffering. Spokeswoman Melissa Fleming.
We have dramatic reports of the increase of the number of executions of men and older boys refusing to fight on behalf of ISIL. Other reports say a number of people attempting to depart have been executed or whipped.
The plight of innocent civilians is the order of the day for Syria as well today. Concern mounted Monday for the fate of tens of thousands of displaced Syrian civilians caught in the middle of a desperate fight in the countryside north of Aleppo. More than 20 people are dead in Baghdad after Islamist militants exploded a series of bombs in and around Baghdad on Monday. Islamic State terrorists claimed responsibility to the attacks just after the bombs exploded. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In northeast Nigeria, at least five people, including a soldier, were killed when an explosive device went off. Meanwhile, President Muhammadu Buhari has reached out to Niger Delta leaders in an effort to quell a surge of pipeline explosions that have contributed to a sharp drop in oil output.
I believe the way forward is to take a sustainable approach to address the issues that affect the Niger Delta communities.
Mr. Buhari says it includes a controversial amnesty program plus payments to former militias and offers of retraining. Former Chadian dictator Hissein Habre has been found guilty for atrocities committed during his 8-year rule and sentenced to life in prison. A special tribunal in Senegal issued its verdict Monday, convicting Habre of war crimes, crimes against humanity, torture, and a number of other charges. It also said Habre was personally involved in the rape of a female detainee four times. UN and humanitarian agencies say hundreds of migrants are feared drowned in at least three shipwrecks in the Mediterranean as people from Africa try to reach Europe aboard vessels operated by smugglers from Libya. The Italian Navy took dozens of bodies and many survivors to Italian ports, but was unable to rescue hundreds more. William Spindler is with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
The Italian Navy has been doing a fantastic job. They have rescued about 14,000 people so far this week. But unfortunately, there have been a number of incidents where people have lost their lives. And in three separate shipwrecks, we estimate that 700 people might have died or are still missing.
The Italian Coast Guard said on Friday alone, more than 1,900 migrants were rescued from boats in the Mediterranean. At least five UN peacekeepers from Togo were killed and one wounded on Sunday in an ambush in central Mali. Their convoy came under attack about 30 kilometers from Savare in the Mopti region. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. A photograph published on the internet apparently shows a Japanese journalist who's been missing in Syria for nearly a year, Junpei Yasuda, is believed to have been captured by the Al-Qaeda affiliate Nusra Front. Japan's foreign ministry is analyzing the photo, but has said that the man shown in the image is likely Mr. Yasuda. You can see that photo posted on our website at voanews.com. This is an excerpt from a videotape released by his captors 2 months ago.
I love you, my wife, father, mother, brother. I always think about you. I want to hug you. I want to talk with you. But I can't anymore. Just I can say, please take care.
Last year, the Islamic State group beheaded two Japanese nationals. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.